أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Surah 75, Al-Qiyamah. Title. The title is taken from the opening verse of this surah, which also forms its subject matter, for it entirely deals with the afterlife. Period of revelation. There is no report about its date of revelation. However, internal evidence indicates that it is one of the earliest surahs. In verses 16 to 19, it states, O Prophet, do not stir your tongue hastily to commit the revelation to your memory. Surely, it is for us to have you to commit it to memory and to recite it. And so when we recite it, follow its recitation attentively. Then it will be for us to explain it. The background to this parenthetical statement in the surah is that as Gabriel recited this surah before the Prophet, peace be upon him, he repeated it lest he forget any word of it. It is thus fairly clear that the surah was revealed at a time when the experience of revelation was new to him and he was unaccustomed to receiving it. Some other similar directives in the Quran are, hasten not with reciting the Quran before its recitation to you is finished. Taha 20:114, and we shall make you recite the Quran, and then you will not forget it. Al-A'la 87:6. No such directive was issued to him later on, as he had mastered receipt of the revelation. This advice is only given to him at three places in the Quran. Subject matter and themes. This and later surahs up to the end of the Quran were revealed after the sending down of verses 1 to 7 of Surah Al-Mudathir. In terms of their subject matter and style, these surahs are almost identical and were sent down in quick succession one after another. These surahs forcefully and effectively present the teachings of Islam, its articles of faith and moral directives. The Meccans are warned against their error, which unnerved the Quraysh chiefs, who met and devised plans to discredit the Prophet, peace be upon him, before the next Hajj season approached. We have discussed this in the introduction to Surah Al-Mudathir. This surah answers all the doubts and objections of the unbelievers one by one. Weighty arguments are adduced in support of the doctrine of the last day and the hereafter. It is emphasized that rejection of the hereafter is not based on any logic. Driven by their base self, the unbelievers are unready to accept this doctrine. They are alerted to the inevitability of the last day, when they will see their record of deeds. Even before this, everyone will be aware of his or her own life record, as one knows oneself best, notwithstanding the pretext for and concealment of one's misdeeds from others made to pacify one's conscience.